50 degrees now at 7:06. We are joined on the telephone, live from Indianapolis, by Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels. Governor Daniels, are you there?
I am, Cliff. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing this morning?
Great, thanks.
Well, we noticed last week that you had a Princeton resident with you, along with Justice Randall Shepard, announcing a first-in-the-country initiative to recruit retired teachers to help children in need. So how did Indiana come up with that idea?
Well, I can't say I did, but I know a good one when I hear it. And the instant I heard about retired teachers who know and love kids and have devoted their lives to them, choosing this as a volunteer project, that is, to be court advocates for children in the system, which we now require in this state, it was just a natural. And, you know, we've done everything we know how to improve what was the worst in America record at protecting kids. We've raised substantially the number of caseworkers. The highest caseloads in America are coming down. We put this requirement of court or child advocates in, and now the teachers have stepped forward to make sure that we have a ready supply of very trustworthy advocates to help these kids. It's a big step forward.
Well, and if you look at items like this, and in addition to this, full-day kindergarten and other efforts to increase insurance coverage and reduce smoking among kids, we're really trying to do a lot for kids here in Indiana, aren't we?
Yeah, we are, and none too soon. You know, these kids are our future, and we've got to give them every chance in life. We've got to raise our educational expectations. Full-day kindergarten, obviously, I went after that early just because we know that some kids start first grade already behind. We have to try to address that if we can. And we have to protect our vulnerable kids who, through no fault of their own, may be at risk of abuse or neglect. And we made huge strides there, winning national awards for it now. But, you know, to me, it's just a start.
Absolutely. Can you look at or give us some kind of a clue at what will be on your agenda for kids in 2008?
Well, we got to get the rest of full-day kindergarten, John. We've about doubled the number of kids that to whom it's available, but I didn't get the all the way to universal access as I wanted, so that's one thing. Starting even before 08, something you mentioned, our plan and the bill that passed to create health care for the uninsured will be available to families in Indiana who don't have it now and don't have health insurance now and are of moderate income, and you'll see us out there promoting the availability of that. We know that for a lot of families, that's a critical problem.
Now, last month, you were on a mission. You led a mission to Japan for the third time. And if you look at some of the international investment here in the state, especially for us in the southwest part of Indiana, we've been pretty successful in this area.
Yeah, all over the state, really. You know, I've been told about a new national study that has Indiana number one in America for in-source jobs and investment in 2006, which only stands to reason when you think about Toyota, Honda, Rolls-Royce, Nestle, and many other important international companies, BP, that made big investments or bets on Indiana. So, you know, I always say we'll go anywhere, Ohio, Illinois, Japan, Korea, wherever there's a dollar or a job that we could bring to this state. We have had a hot streak lately, and I'm delighted that Southwest Indiana has been a leader in that.